about. So easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Okay, so this is how it's gonna work. I'm gonna give you everything you need, a nice little box with a pretty red ribbon on it, and then I'm gonna walk away a free man. Okay? Rat and roll. Deal?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
One team, one dream.
No.
Come on. That's fantastic.
They're not that bad, are they?
If by not that bad you mean embarrassing, ridiculous, humiliating, and like a little, then yeah, no, they're definitely not that bad.
I'm a miracle. I'm a unicorn. I'm a f***ing needle in a haystack. And you're just some dumb hipster munching my hay.
Where's Chris Hardwick? I heard that Chris Hardwick was gonna be here.
I don't know. He didn't come.
I want to have Chris Hardwick on my podcast. He's great.
I'm sorry. Look, if you love something, you gotta let it go. And if it doesn't return to you, it was probably eaten by a coyote.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hi, guys. How's your day?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Big man up top for the win.
I'm drunk. I need help. Listen to how I'm slurring my words.
But don't bogart that joint.
That's not brown rice.
Just pass it around.
What the hell is going on?
I'm not here to judge.
I'll just pass it on down.
And now,
you are responsible for this monstrosity.
Our feature presentation.
You guys, I'm sort of bummed.
Oh, no.
I'm a little bit bummed. Yeah.
What's going on, Kevin?
It's no longer the 21st of September.
But do you remember it?
Nope.
Come on,
man. Those are the words, the literal words. Do you remember?
She's buying you time.
I'm familiar with the song. I've heard the song. Right. I'm not going to get roped into playing it every 15 seconds.
It was yesterday,
it
though.
Was
so
yesterday.
Do you remember?
I do remember it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The 21st of
September.
Remember?
Yeah, it was good.
Right.
Let's do it, Kevin. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember the 21st night of
September?
Do you remember?
There it is. But that's it, though, right?
I mean...
But now we're done, right?
Here's what we do. We take something that Bean loves, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. we corrupt it and make it horrible, and then Bean has to turn on it himself.
Yes, you kill it.
So
you kill everything that's good. That's what you do.
You poop on Jesus. That's what you
I'm
do.
I'm not positive that's the same.
You're pooping on Jesus.
I don't think we are. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday the 22nd of September.
It is the, am I right about this? It's the first day of fall today?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then Monday, of course, is three quarters Christmas.
Sure.
That is not sure, and it's not a thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
By the way, I can't remember how it came up. We saw something on the TV yesterday, and my wife thought it was crazy early. And I explained to her, she's not been paying attention for the last few years, but Halloween now lasts 2 months.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She did not know that Halloween was a 2 month day now.
Oh, really?
We're about a month into Halloween.
Yeah.
And Chip, you went to another one of the haunted houses last night? They're all open now, right?
Yeah, I went to Knott's Scary Farm last night.
How was that?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, really fun. I went to Universal last week, so I'm getting it all done this Halloween.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, mid-September, man. Halloween is up and running for sure. Hey, Allie, you spent how much time in the great state of Utah?
About 5 or 6 years.
Did you love it?
You know, I lived in Park City, so it was...
Very different.
It was very different, yeah. But I worked right in Salt Lake. I worked at two different affiliates there at two different times. But mm-hmm. it is one of the most gorgeous places you can ever go to. The people are lovely. Mm. And when you live in Park City and all your friends are bartenders, you forget you're in Utah.
That's a pretty good gig right there. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that about the drinking because, mm-hmm. As you know, the Mormons have very strict rules about what you can't drink. And alcohol is strictly prohibited for all good Mormons, right? Mm-hmm. Now, are they, for the most part... And maybe you don't know the answer to this, but for the most part, do they stick to that? Most Mormons,
if you're Mormon, yeah, You don't drink alcohol. You don't even drink caffeine. You can have some cold caffeines. But if you're a Jack Mormon, which is most people I knew, mm-hmm. you drink.
That was my radio name, by the way, in the 80s.
Was it Jack Mormon?
Mormon's
yeah. name.
Well, I say all that to say this, that for the first time in more than 60 years, Brigham Young University is now selling caffeinated soft drinks on campus.
What?
You have never been able to buy a Coca-Cola mm-hmm. at BYU until this week. The school's director of dining services says the decision to allow caffeinated soda on campus was a response to student demand. Consumer preferences have clearly changed and requests have become more frequent.
Since when does a religion bow to the people that go, you know what, we really want some caffeine?
Well, it's interesting. Okay. It's interesting you should say that, Kevin, because many people believe that Mormons must abstain from caffeine entirely, but that is not true. In fact, the church clarified in 2012 that you are prohibited from alcoholic drinks, smoking or chewing tobacco, and, as Allie mentioned, hot drinks. You still can't have tea or coffee.
But if
as
it's
a
cold, mm-hmm. are you kidding mm-hmm. me?
And what's that deal, Allie? Why is hot caffeine bad and cold caffeine okay?
I had always heard that Mormons own stock in Coca-Cola, but I don't think that's true. So that was just a big lie that people would say. Uh-huh. I am not sure what that is.
I wonder what it could be.
That's weird.
It just makes sense. The alcohol and the drugs, substance abuse strictly forbidden, and mm-hmm. tobacco, I understand because that... I get that argument about keeping your body pure for God and things like that. But I guess maybe their argument is just that caffeine is just does so much negative damage to your body that, again,
you're not treating your body really like a temple.
I don't know.
Kevin's holding his
honestly,
happy juice right in front of him.
But after 60 years, you could now buy a Coca-Cola. I love this.
As long as it's cold, right.
I love this quote from BYU student Justin Hymus. He is 20. He is studying construction management. When asked in the dining hall as he's holding a cup of Coca-Cola, he said, BYU is about to get lit.
I'm going to go ahead and disagree with that.
Many students interviewed for this piece, by the way, say they're so grateful for it because it's hard to get through class without caffeine.
Yeah,
that's what it is. You got an early morning class. You want a little bit of a jolt, so you get caffeine. But no energy drinks either. Those aren't allowed.
That's insanity to me.
So that's even a cold caffeine. But the church has not gone, and the university have not gone so far as to allow energy drinks on campus. So they're getting there. But you should see these crazy, happy white people walking around with their Coca-Colas, man. They are just loving it. So,
it's my favorite REM song.
Right?
Crazy, happy white people.
Exactly.
I was trying desperately to form that joke in my head, and it wasn't working, so I just abandoned it. I wish I would have left it for you. You did it so much better. I was like, okay, REM, shiny, happy people. Okay, rearrange. No, too late.
Okay.
I did spend some time in Utah, and I was mm-hmm. asking some people there about that, and it was crazy how anti-caffeine they were. Mm-hmm. I mean, crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no, are you kidding? No. And it just shocked me.
If that's how you're raised, though, that's how you brought up your whole life with everybody telling you it's evil, then I guess
but now they go, you know what? Less evil if it's cold. That's right. Strange.
BYU about to get lit.
I don't think so. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Kevin! Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Who's a good boy? Kevin, you're such a good boy.
All right. Keep it 100 because it's Friday. Mm-hmm. We have the movie beat with the movie man, Russ Leatherman, on the program today. We have highlights of the B-Team podcast. This has really surprised all of us, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They actually go back. It's Omar and it's Dave, the King of Mexico, and it's Lightning, and they go back. And they take a look at old Kevin and Bean shows and stuff that sometimes we don't remember as accurately as we should.
Or at all.
Sure. Mm-hmm. But this one is fascinating. And Bean went through and he pulled some highlights of this. And
it's behind the scenes, not only of past Kevin and Bean, but just people have questions now. And it's an opportunity for them to get those questions addressed. You know, people write in and go, hey, you didn't do the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices for like 3 years. And then all of a sudden it came back. What's that deal? And they'll go into and they'll tell the story about how Ralph threatened to quit if we made him into another drunk penguin. But, yeah, there's a lot of they do a really, really nice job of it. I think you'll enjoy hearing some of this audio today.
All right, brand new internet roundup on the show today. We go to Las Vegas for RJ Bell and his week 3 NFL picks. And we've got Aisha Tyler in studio.
Yay.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Next Thursday on the Kevin Bean Show. By the way, I hope you'll join us. Ralph Garman is going to be broadcasting live for the KRO Boo Dead or Alive Blood Drive happening at Universal Studios Hollywood. Giving away lots of great K-Rock prizes, including concerts, K-Rock stuff, Halloween Horror Nights, the whole deal. Get all the details at K-Rock.com. We'll tell you more about it next hour. But that's next Thursday morning. You should plan to join Ralph and give some blood, get some free stuff. Speaking of Ralph, he's out one more day. Allie's here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Allie.
Hey, guys. When did we have Mike Shinoda on? Was it Monday?
Or yes,
it was Monday.
On Monday. Mm-hmm. And he announced the big concert that they're going to have at the Hollywood Bowl on October 27th to honor Chester Bennington. Mm-hmm. He said it's going to be all the guys from Linkin Park are going to get up there the first time since the passing of Chester. And it's going to be a really good night for them to kind of work through some stuff up there on stage. Well, we now know the friends that will be joining them.
All right.
There's going to be members of Korn, Avenged Sevenfold, and System of a Down.
Oh, no kidding.
And Blink 182.
Wow.
Yeah. This is shaping up to be an amazing, amazing night. So, Hollywood Bowl, October 27th. Public on sale starts today at 10 a.m. So you're going to want to get tickets to that.
What do you suppose
pretty cool.
the future of Linkin Park is beyond that night? They hire another singer who sings those songs?
I mean, I would guess.
Wouldn't you?
Because
yeah.
when they started, no one knew Chester.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's this guy that they found that had a great, amazing voice. So
right.
I assume they'll do the same thing. I don't know.
I hope so.
Same. What do you think, Bean?
I think so, too. I mean, that has to be a very difficult decision to make. Because
sure.
professionally, mm-hmm. it makes all the sense in the world. Personally, it has to be so hard to have somebody come in and sing those songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I guess with time, mm-hmm. that wound heals a little bit.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous, you guys, for pumpkin spice latte people.
Are you?
Yeah. They've got a big decision.
Okay.
To make. Because today, Starbucks is releasing the next big thing. It could really wipe out the whole pumpkin spice latte trend.
Now, I'm not really into the pumpkin spice.
Me neither.
So this doesn't bother me, but what's coming down the tracks?
Can I interest you, Kevin, in a maple pecan latte? It's going to feature notes of maple syrup, pecan, and brown butter.
Yes.
Yes.
I will tell you, I'm trying one. I know that.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds real good.
Sounds real good. Debut today. A limited time. That's how they get you.
See?
Right? I feel like Starbucks and the people at McDonald's with McRib are like, it's almost time to F these people. They get real excited. Who is it on the show? Is it Dave that lives for the McRib?
Oh, yes, it is.
I love it too. But
do you really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Dave has it like circled on his calendar.
I don't know what. It's a meat-like substance. I'm not sure what's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's ever been able to identify which animal it is.
Right.
It's just meat adjacent.
I'm not even positive it's an animal. I don't know what it is.
You guys Star Trek fans?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Well,
I mean, I say that because I've never seen any Star Trek except the original. But
okay.
I guess I'm a fan.
You are. One up on me.
Wow.
Because I've never seen any
really?
Of them.
Really?
Yeah. What's we happening? Talked about this and Ralph was
of course.
Not pleased.
Of course.
And,
yeah.
and the funny thing is everything I know about Next Generation, mm-hmm. it looks like a show I would have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like so many of the actors in it. I've heard nothing but great things about it. It was on forever. It's beloved, but I never watched it.
Well, you're going to have your chance to get on another Star Trek bandwagon because the latest Star Trek series premieres this weekend. You'll be able to watch the first episode of Star Trek Discovery Sunday on CBS, but the remainder of the series will only be available on CBS's new streaming service, CBS All Access.
That's how Starbucks gets you.
Right? That's what I'm saying. The show is set a decade before the adventures of Captain Kirk and the Enterprise in the original series, but reviewers say the show is faithful to the original, and thanks to help from Eugene Roddenberry, the son of the original Star Trek creator, Gene Roddenberry, it stays close to home, so...
All right.
That should be good. Really good.
Like it.
By the way, happy first day of fall.
Right?
And happy Killers new album release day. It's really what it is. Wonderful, Wonderful is out today. Like right now, it's probably there.
Right. If it comes out today, it is there.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
It's not just probably
I mean,
there.
By definition.
Right.
Yeah, today
mm-hmm.
is mm-hmm. today.
Right.
Hey, Tommy Lasorda, happy birthday. You're
Don't
90.
Forget. Say hello to Jane Biondi.
Okay.
He told
All
us
right.
that. And
yeah.
We love him.
Mm-hmm.
So no one said anything, but we were looking at each other like, what do we do here?
Yeah.
Okay, we will. Thanks.
Absolutely will.
Did we ever find out who Jamie Yanni was?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right.
But we didn't care because he's Tommy Lasorda.
It's Tommy Lasorda.
You just keep your mouth.
He is turning 90 today. Singer Joan Jett, 59. Actress Bonnie Hunt is 56. Actress Laura Vandervoort is 33. And your buddy, Tatiana Maslany.
Oh,
you love her.
She is
32 today. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
So who here has snuck into a funeral? Anyone?
Snuck into a
funeral? We're not. That was yesterday. Nope. We did that yesterday. We're,
my bad.
We've moved on, doing something else today.
My bad.
Got to talk football. Hey, congratulations to Rams fans, by the way. Your team has an offense now. How about that?
Ram it.
Ram it indeed. So we'll talk to RJ Bell in Las Vegas about the rest of the games this weekend for week three. Also, the lovely Aisha Tyler joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Dave, I'm glad you're here. King of Mexico, how are you, sir?
Good, guys. How are you?
You put together a nice batch for the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. Hit it, Steve.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
About once a week, we put the best viral videos of the whole week all over the internet up at krock.com or kevinbean.com. And Dave is the master of that. And there's one that we're not going to play audio from because you got to see it. It's very visual. But it's called Soy Pablo. Talk about that, Dave.
It's a bad lip reading of Narcos, but instead of just doing random bad lip readings, they actually put together this alternate storyline of an actor going in as Pablo Escobar and pretending to be Pablo and the DEA catching him like by using the actor, and it's very funny.
Yeah, most of the time it's nonsense. This is a whole storyline.
Yeah, this is a whole storyline, and this is probably bad lip reading's best video yet.
Imagine how hard it would be to write a good script and you have to match it to things you already have people saying.
Yeah.
You know, to match the battle. It's very well done.
Yeah.
Derek Carr will not be getting out of football anytime soon to have a career as a recording artist. But he did make a music video, the quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. He did make a music video, and it's a commercial for a bank. And he's pretty awful, right, Dave?
Oh, well, you know, he's a great quarterback.
That is definitely...
Did you guys not think that was him being funny?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I remember when people released pictures
the teaser.
Online.
He released a teaser of coming soon, you know,
and
people freaked out.
They're like, you have an album coming out? Why are you wearing that jacket?
That cracked me up.
People were losing their minds.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think he's in on it, but it's awful, right?
No, it's awesome.
Oh, is it?
Okay. I think for the same reasons, though.
And one more before we get into the audio we have to play for you, and that is if you're a fan of and you miss the Man Show and your favorite part was girls jumping on trampolines, there's a video in the Internet Roundup of – it's a Man Show tribute, 1,000 frames a second. So this is 4K video of girls jumping up on and down on trampolines. And there's a lot more going on than that, too. There's guys on motorcycles and there's fire and there's all sorts of cool stuff.
Not a lot of Jimmy, not a lot of Adam.
None.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable how good it looks. All right, so here's a video
about
the quality of the video.
Good Lord. 1,000 frames
per second.
Right.
Oh, 4K. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Sorry, I'm wrong.
Here's the first video we want to play audio from, and I hate everybody involved in this video. These jackasses are driving down the road making fun of a car. Now, they turn on the camera after this car starts fishtailing a little bit. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I'm going down the freeway and I see a car that is in obvious distress and it looks like it's going to get in an accident, I want to be as far away from that car as possible. I don't want to get involved in the chain reaction after that car spins out. So they're making fun of this guy, and the car, like I said, ahead of him is fishtailing, and then karma steps in, and you'll see what happens to them.
Come on, Sidewinder, get it going.
So please.
There he goes. There he goes.
Are you okay?
Yep. Never been happier to see guys get in a car accident.
It seemed like they were too concerned with getting an accident. Are you okay? Yep.
So the car pulls off, hits a sign, and then that sign comes down and tags their car.
No, no, no.
No. They're driving on the freeway.
Yeah.
And the car goes off the freeway.
Off the freeway, and hits the sign.
And they're watching it, and then they run right into another car.
Oh, I thought the sign they hit came and hit them.
That would be awesome. That would be more awesome.
That's why I was so into it.
They straight wrecked into a car, like, full speed. Yeah,
that's not as good.
It was ugly.
So this is two accidents on the freeway within 10 seconds of one another.
Right.
Oh, then I hate them.
I hate them, too.
I thought it was a sign.
Honest Trailers is back. This time they took the second biggest movie of 2017, Wonder Woman. And they had a lot of trouble making fun of Wonder Woman, by the way, but they figured out an angle.
Meet Diana, a girl never actually referred to as Wonder Woman. She's the hero the DCEU doesn't deserve, but sure as hell needs right now. She's optimistic, confident, iron-willed, vulnerable, uncompromising, and just so hot. I can say that, right? I mean, I don't want to come off like James Cameron, because it's definitely not the only thing she's got going for, but damn. She's stronger, faster, and smarter than the men around her. But every superhero has a kryptonite, and hers is not knowing jack about anything.
War. What war?
It's a watch, tells time.
What for?
Why are they holding hands? What do these women wear into battle?
Does the average man not sleep?
What is a secretary? At the front?
Wait, front of what? Marriage?
You speak 100 languages. You know what marriage means.
By the way, Gal Gadot is going to be hosting SNL for the second weekend, weekend of the season this year. So,
and I'll watch it like 10 times.
That's going to be good. And finally, in the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup, yesterday we had a lot of fun with the Lawrence O'Donnell MSNBC host tape, his meltdown, and it was inevitable that somebody would mix it up with Bill O'Reilly's We'll Do It Live meltdown, which is one of the all-time greats. And they put the two of them together and add a little MC Hammer, too, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Stop the hammering.
Stop. Have a time.
All right, go, go.
Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
I can't do it.
Where is it? Where's the hammer?
We'll do it live.
Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
We'll do it live.
Stop the hammering.
Do it live.
I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Call Phil Griffin. I don't care who the you have to call. Stop the hammering.
We'll do it live.
Out of control.
Thing sucks.
Jesus Christ.
It's pretty great.
Highly entertaining.
You can see all these videos and so much more every week at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Love that band. Rise Against on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. The song's called The Violence at 6:52.
RJ Bell has been 2-1 with his three picks that he gives us every Friday here on the Kevin and Bean Show so far for the new NFL season. We'll see how he does with week three's predictions coming up right after the top of the hour. Aisha Tyler coming up in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Allie's in for Ralph now with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Hey, just a reminder for everybody, if you're waking up, the public on sale starts today at 10 a.m. for the Chester Bennington tribute concert at the Hollywood Bowl on October 27th. When we had Mike Shinoda on Monday, he said they would be announcing soon some of their friends that would be joining them on stage for this basically once-in-a-lifetime show.
And he didn't mention any names either.
No.
They didn't really have anything shored up, I think.
Nope. But now we know. Some members of Korn, Avenged Sevenfold, System of a Down, and a band that we all know and love, Blink 182.
That is awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be a great lineup, a really moving, beautiful night. So once again, public on sale starts today at 10 a.m. How about some new Stone Temple Pilots?
Oh.
But some old Stone Temple Pilots.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, let me tell you. They're gearing up for the release of their deluxe and super deluxe 25th anniversary reissue of their debut album, Core, next Friday. But yesterday, they premiered an early version of a song called Only Dying. The track was originally slated to be on the soundtrack to the 1994 action film The Crow, but because of its mortality-related themes, it was pulled at the last minute once Brandon Lee died on set. So they released it yesterday, and here's a clip of Only Dying. No. Nope.
I like orange juice.
No, that is
thank you. Grape juice?
Head of time.
No. That's still
tomato
not
tomato juice? No.
You're gonna do the whole
carrot
song?
Juice? No. Orange, yes, orange.
Man, that's really weird for STP.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's the direction they're going.
That is not STP. That was a joke. Here is the real song.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Here's the interesting thing. Guitarist Dean DeLeo discussed with Rolling Stone saying, quote, I remember Scott really wanting to redo the song. And quite honestly, the guitar tone we chose on that, I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe I was listening to too much Robert Smith or something. It's a song where I don't think we reached our full potential as songwriters quite yet. But honestly, it really is a beautiful song.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
We've lost too many great voices, you guys.
Absolutely. And seriously, Core, that album.
Yeah, it was good.
I remember my friend picking me up, going to Tower Records, buying that album, and just driving around going, this might be the greatest thing ever.
Especially that Orange Juice song, right?
No,
right?
That's not STP. Really, at all.
It's another song on the album, though.
No, it is not. That is a joke song by...
Pico Taro.
Pico Taro.
Yeah.
How do you remember that name?
It's right there.
Oh.
No, I came across it last night, and I listened to the whole thing.
No, what's wrong with you?
So I just wrote down for Chip, Orange Juice.
Oh, we all know and love Gwyneth Paltrow's sight goop, right?
And by love, you mean we're super annoyed by it.
It's so insane. Yeah. The things that she has on there that is for such a privileged few.
She gives recommendations if you're a multimillionaire.
Oh, absolutely. And it's still
stuff they don't need. Does it cost a lot to steam your vagina? I mean, is everything expensive on there?
Most things. But this actually is not that expensive. But wait till you hear what it is.
Okay.
She's now selling something called Psychic Vampire Repellent. But it's only $30, so I'll give her that. But are you ready for what it is?
Yes,
it's a spray manufactured by Paper Crane Apothecary. It claims to contain a mix of aromatherapeutic oils that can ward off, quote, emotional vampires by banishing bad vibes and the people that cause them.
This is just straight scam artist.
Yes. Yeah. You're supposed to spritz the magic potion generously around your head, but avoid getting in the eyes, nose, and mouth.
Okay, good tip.
Ingredients include sonically tuned water.
Okay.
And a blend of gem elixirs, including ruby, bloodstone, and black onyx. Come on, you guys.
Oh, you.
Come on, sonically tuned water.
That's ridiculous.
How does she put stuff like
that on her site? How does she not go, hey, maybe this isn't
I guarantee a thing. People are buying that. I guarantee it. Psychic vampire repellent goop. You are a delight. Just a delight. If you're excited about some new Halloween shows coming, you're in luck. CBS has picked up Michael Jackson's Halloween. A new one-hour animated special featuring Michael's music. It's going to air on Friday, October 27th. Some of the voices, Christine Baranski, Alan Cumming, Brad Garrett, Lucy Liu, and Jim Parsons.
Hmm.
So that could be interesting. Right?
You said it's animated?
It is animated.
Wow. All right. That might be good. Yeah.
Okay. Because you love animation?
No. I just, a lot of these where they drag out... a project that we don't need to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
This one sounds like a pretty good idea.
Okay, I agree. I love Halloween themed shows.
Same.
Yeah. What's your favorite, Kevin?
Halloween Spooks.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All these stars born today, September 22nd. I don't know, Kevin, but do you remember yesterday?
Yesterday? The 21st of September?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Not going to do it.
Come on, we're waiting.
I did it yesterday. I did it all day yesterday. Yesterday was the day. Today's not the day.
Right, but we mentioned yesterday was...
The 21st of September.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you remember?
I remember. Yeah.
What's going on today, though?
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
There you go. Thank you.
See, it felt good, right?
And now it's a two-day holiday.
I love it. Singer Joan Jett is 59. Actress Bonnie Hunt is 56. Tatiana Maslany is 32. And L.A. Dodgers legendary coach Tommy Lasorda is 90. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Guys, it's Friday morning at 7:05, as Kevin mentioned, which means it's our favorite time of the week as we welcome our friend R.J. Bell to the program. Hit it, Steve.
'Cause he's R.J. Bell. R.J. Bell. Yes, he's R.J.
I gotta tell you, I see R.J. Bell's name on our schedule, and that song comes to my mind.
Yeah. How could it not?
Singing it all day yesterday.
R.J., I mentioned ahead of the top of the hour, we were promoting your appearance, that you are 2-1 the first 2 weeks of the NFL season, which is real good. Now, for folks who maybe don't pay attention, it's hard to pick games against the spread. When you're 2-1 every week, that's real good, right?
Well, we're not going to keep that up, but we do have 3 or 4 years now, counting this season as the fourth, over 60% with you guys, and that's it. Must be something. You must be doing something.
I mean, I feel like we're responsible for that.
I will be honest with you, as you know, and we've talked about, I've been doing Adam Carolla now this season Wednesdays. So far with him, I'm 500, and he was mad. He goes, why is Kevin and Bean getting all these winners?
RJ is the founder of pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. And by the way, his Dream Preview podcast is available on iTunes, and he does college and NFL games every single week. So let's take a look at week 3 of the NFL. And I just have one general overview question before we get into your specific picks. We've heard so much about how poor the offenses are in the NFL this year, how few touchdowns are being made. Is that affecting the way people are betting in Las Vegas, or is that a dumb question?
No, it is, because people react very quickly to what they feel in their wallet, right? We could watch a TV show, and it's 5, 6, 7 weeks. Oh, this isn't so good. Maybe I should stop watching it. But if you're losing money betting the overs, let's say, expecting a lot of points, well, you're going to quit pretty fast. So I think people are taking notice for sure. And here's the quick rationale. It's the old school, like, oh, it's the new generation. The college kids, quite frankly, are not learning to block very well because these college teams pass, pass, pass. And because of that, they're just not ready when they get to the NFL. And the new agreement with the union, which is a couple years old now, there's less practice time. So in general, the offenses just aren't as good as they were. And we're seeing it on the scoreboard, less scoring.
Interesting. And as we get further into the season, that may change. All right.
That should, yes.
Let's take a look at this week's picks from R.J. Bell. We start with the big underdog, Houston and New England. That seems like it'd be easy.
Yeah, it is. It's just opposite of what you're thinking. We're taking the Texans as our underdog pick, plus 14. We're getting two touchdowns here. New England, defending champions for sure, but on offense, they're either hurt, and Gronk's an example of that, or they've got new players that haven't been integrated fully yet. On defense, New England, on a per-play basis, second worst defense in the NFL after two games. Houston, affected by the hurricane, no doubt about it. That was tough for them. Now they've had 10 days to prepare for this game. They've got a rookie quarterback who used that extra time very effectively. And last thing, whenever you take a big underdog, you're saying, hey, you can win the game, favor. Go ahead. Just don't win by a lot. New England at home as a double-digit favorite. Last 29 games, 27-2 straight up. They win. But against the spread, 11-18
wow.
against the spread. We're going the other way. Texans, plus 14.
How often do you see a plus 14, a number that big?
In the whole NFL season, there'll be between 5 and 8 or 9 games. So this is one of the bigger lines of the season.
Interesting. All right. Best bet, Indianapolis Colts, Cleveland Browns. Now, Cleveland has still not won a game this year. They have. How are they doing this year?
They won one game last year. And zero games this year.
All right.
All right. So how do you feel about them against Indy?
I love that they're road favorites. Think about that. In the NFL, home team gets three automatically. A team that's won one game since 2015, laying points on the road. They're saying the Colts are that bad. I don't think they are. By the way, the Browns in the last decade have been road favorites. This is the fourth time in a decade. It's that rare.
Wow.
And here's the narrative. And we're going the other way with the Colts plus two. Here's the narrative. Oh, the Browns are getting better. Well, they might be. But if you look at their last 20 games on the road, they've won one. So they haven't won any this year. One in the last 20. But we're getting points. Colts were very bad. But they've got a new quarterback, Brissett. He used to be with the Patriots. He's an upgrade. And think about this. Andrew Luck's coming back. You know, if you're a Colts fan, hopefully soon, if they start 0-3, the Colts, the season's pretty much lost. So this is a kind of funny to say a must-win game for the Colts, because if Andrew Luck comes back soon, they could have a really good season. So I think the motivation is there for sure. And the Colts are thinking, hey, we have a chance to win one. It's the Browns. So best bet, Colts plus two at home.
Browns fans at this point are just really excited that the Cleveland Indians are doing so well, right? I mean, that's what they've got to hang their hats on.
Well, if they win the World Series, yes, but that hasn't happened. I think it's been the 50s, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, big game of the week with RJ Bell, pregame.com, on the line from Las Vegas. Tennessee versus my extremely disappointing Seattle Seahawks. What do you see for this weekend, RJ?
Well, we're bucking you here. Tennessee minus favorite here by 2.5 in this game. You know, sometimes you've got one position group in the NFL so bad, it overwhelms everything else. And that's how bad the Seattle offensive line is. They looked horrible against the Packers the opening week. Then they had a home game against the 49ers. Now, we just saw the 49ers give up, what, 41 points last night?
Uh-huh.
Seattle scored, what was it, 13 or 16 last week? Seattle is so bad on the offensive line that the rest of their good team, including quarterback Russell Wilson, I cannot trust them right now. Additionally, I don't trust Seattle on the road early in the year. Last 14 games on the road in September for Seattle, 2-12 straight up, 2-12 against the spread.
Oh, this team
is not good on the road in general, and under Pete Carroll, they don't start their seasons fast. So we're going to go with our big game best bet, Tennessee minus 2.5.
Plus that big game, why didn't they hand it to Marshawn Lynch?
Right? All right, we don't need to bring that up again.
Come on. I mean, that plays into it.
You're saying a lot of hurtful things, RJ, but I can't disagree with any of them this season, I'll tell you that. All right, so recapping, the big underdog is Houston Texans plus 14 over the New England Patriots. The best bet is the Colts plus 2 over the winless Browns, and the big game is the Titans minus 2.5 over the Seattle Seahawks. You can get the rundown for all the other games on the website at pregame.com. Don't forget the podcast, RJ Bell's Dream Preview, available on iTunes as well. And you should follow RJ on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. Thanks, man. Great talk.
Hey, thank you. 'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
Aisha Tyler, very... Wow, what can't she do, by the way? Television host, stand-up comedian, actor, director, writer, she does it all. She'll be joining us in studio in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, the Movie Beat and Keep It 100 coming up because it's Friday. Hey, Dave, the King of Mexico, how are you, sir?
A little tired. It's hitting me, guys. It's hitting me.
Poor guy just got back from a yacht orgy in the near Greece.
I feel bad for him.
So, right?
I do, too.
You
well, the reason I hated to wake Dave up and ask him to come into the studio, but he is one of the co-hosts of one of my favorite podcasts, the B-Team Podcast. Now, this is easy for you to get wherever you go to get your Kevin and Bean podcast. The B-Team is included in the feed. And it's you and DJ Omar Khan and former producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, Lightning.
A lot of people are suggesting that they should be the A-Team and Bean and I should be the B-Team.
Yes, that's how well-received their podcast is.
Starting that way.
And there are two things you're accomplishing. One is you're answering questions and talking about the way things run on the show now, because believe it or not, there are a lot of people who are interested in how the Kevin and Bean Show is put together and why the decisions that we make are made and whatnot. But you also, and it's so fascinating, you go back through the history of the show, a lot of stuff that I have not heard since the time it originally aired. And Dave, you told a story on last week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
That shook me to my core, because
well, I mean, listen, I mean, you know, we boys, but this I would have never told you
in person, you know?
Right. Let me play the story. This is Dave reminiscing about when he had just gotten hired at K-Rock. And it's worth checking out the whole podcast because Dave was in the popcorn business before he got into radio.
What?
Yes.
Popcorn.
You guys
knew this.
I can say no more. So that folds, and then he gets a job at K-Rock, and he's just started answering phones on the Kevin and Bean Show. And here's the story Dave tells on the B-Team podcast.
A great memory I have of my very first couple of weeks on the job is me, you know, working really hard to screen. And there's only one screener at the time. Now we have two. You know, I'm trying to put up all these calls, and Bean comes out, puts his hand on my shoulder. And
this
says,
was Bean's last year working in studio. He was already in transition to move to Seattle.
Right? He comes out and goes, "Yeah, Dave, I don't think this is going to work out." And I was like, "What do you mean?" He's all like, and he just walked away. No reason why. I mean, I had all the call screens, you know, up. I was like, what did I do wrong? And for weeks, I was waiting to get fired. And it was just a freaking joke.
Bean just does that for kicks sometimes.
Oh, my God.
So this was Dave at like 20, okay?
Yeah,
like,
at least I hope it was a joke.
It was his first grown-up job. And I never knew until hearing the podcast that you were so scared, Dave, that you would leave at the end of the show. You wouldn't even stick around for the meeting because you thought that would be less opportunity for me to fire you if I saw you.
Did you think if you weren't around, you couldn't be fired?
Well, it just wouldn't be that day. You know, like, I'd be like, oh, one more day. Yes, one more day.
And, of course, I have no memory of that happening, but I would be willing to bet anything that you were doing nothing wrong. Right. I was just screwing with you.
That's probably a given. And I hope.
I just feel so bad here. We're 15 years later, and you've been walking around with that scar, Dave. I'm so sorry.
It's all right, but now we boys and we cool.
So since they were talking about Dave, they got into a little bit of Dave's college radio. And I know this is one of your favorite things ever, Kevin, because Dave was working for KPCC, right, Dave?
Yes.
Doing an on-air show before he came to K-Rock. The boys played a couple of clips, and I think you'll enjoy them.
Anyways, it's Super Dave on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena with Bob bitching in the studio. What's up, Bob?
Everybody?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Bob. I am bitching. Feeling good.
So anyways, we heard some Spark by Tori Amos, and then before that we heard Smashing Pumpkins with Zero, which I happened to see Saturday night. They weren't, they're whatever. Anyways.
Wow. Tori Amos, though, she's good.
A lot of whatever, and anyways.
Whatever, what's up? Anyway,
where's your co-host Bob Bitchin now, Dave? Do you know?
I have no idea.
One more from Dave's college radio days.
The Aquabats on 88.9 Radio Free Pasadena, and that was the Red Sweater. Before that, you heard Weezer with Undone the Sweater Song. Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters in this wintertime? So anyways.
By the way,
it's so good.
So good.
And there's a bunch more, too, on the podcast.
So anyways, what else have we got going on?
They also, and here's a name that a lot of longtime Kevin and Bean listeners have not heard in a number of years. The Cabessons are discussed this episode of the B-Team. And they actually play an episode. This was a show that was created by Jimmy Kimmel. And it was about a family, including a flatulent dog, that all lived in a car. And it's every bit as bizarre as you think it is based on that discussion. But if you ever want to hear the Cabessons again, you can find that on the podcast. And then you talked about our old friend Sam Weiser. You guys remember Sam?
Yeah, he was 100?
103.
Wow.
I was trying to remember, Kevin. God, it was great to hear Sam's voice, and I'll play a clip in a moment. How did we find Sam Weiser? Was he in the paper for being just a real old dude, and we called him up one day or
maybe
something?
I don't remember either. There was nothing that stands out as the reason we got in touch with him, but we sure did fall in love with him immediately.
We did. We just talked to him on the show all the time, and one year, he's 103, getting ready to turn 104, and we decided to send him an early Christmas gift. This would have been in December of whatever this year was, and we sent a stripper over to his house, maybe even a nursing home.
It was a nursing home.
I'm not exactly sure where it was. So Ralph Garman is on location on the phone. Sam is also on the phone, and we have sent over a young lady to give a lap dance to Sam, and he had the time of his life, and I'll be able to play a little bit of it here. You can hear more on the B-Team podcast. What do you think of Kelly?
I think she's great.
Beautiful. Is she a beautiful lady?
I wish I was 50 years younger, though.
Now, we haven't met her, Sam. Would you mind describing her for us?
Well, she's gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
She's tall, blue eyes, blonde hair.
Oh, that's great.
pretty well padded.
Yeah.
You told us.
Because she's wearing bumps.
What is
she's wearing bumps,
what
right.
is it that you mean by pretty well padded,
I
Sam?
Think we understand.
So this is going to be a big day. This is an early Christmas present for you,
that's
Sam.
That's great.
And we're very excited. All right, Ralph, do what you need to do. Let's get Kelly going.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
I believe I hear Get Jiggy with Somebody it going on.
The phone?
Yes, you stay on the phone, Sam, and tell us how it's going. Ralph, what's she doing?
Boy. Kelly's now on all fours.
Okay.
She's shaking her lovely butt in Sam's face.
Awesome.
He's great.
Yes.
He's wonderful.
A little Will wrapping, Smith for you.
Wrapping her dress around his neck.
Hey, Sam, how's your heart? Okay.
Sam's preoccupied, guys.
All right.
Straddling his lap and was rubbing her in his face.
All right. That's great.
By the way, I had to beep that, but we didn't have to beep it 20 years ago when this thing was on the air.
Things were different.
Do we have time for a little bit more?
Sure.
Because Sam's having the time of his life here.
That's beautiful.
All right.
Sam's 103.
How are things looking now, Sam?
Sam? Sam, what is she? What is she do? What is she doing to you right now, Sam? I'm sorry.
I'm going.
That's okay. You're all right, Ed.
I'm stopping my order.
You're fine.
You're
fine.
I'm going to step by.
Keep your teeth in.
Oh, honey.
Okay. Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Can I?
Can I touch?
Can I touch you, Sam?
He's touching.
Ah, he's touching. Oh, Christmas is a wonderful season.
Oh, it really is.
That's crazy.
Sam Weiser. Oh, I loved that dude. He's so fun. Anyway, that's just the kind of stuff you get on the B-Team podcast. Now, that was last week's. I'm a little behind because of my vacation day, but you posted a new episode of the B-Team podcast. That's up now. What's on this week?
Yeah,
episode?
This week we do some classic Metal Man with Sam, the Armenian comedian.
Sweet.
And we speak with Sam. And we revisit Living It and Win It. And where you guys talk about, where you guys talk with all four winners.
So wow.
It's and
being, that was when the Beetle was brand new, right?
Yes.
You gave away a brand new Volkswagen Beetle, right?
And just to give you a tease, Bean is so Bean in this clip.
Oh,
and
no.
It's great.
Oh, yes. Quick reminder, next Thursday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we invite you to join our friend Ralph Garman. He'll be down at Universal Studios Hollywood starting at 5 a.m. It's our annual blood drive. This year, it's the KRO Boo Dead or Alive Blood Drive. And you literally can save a life just by taking a little bit of time to donate blood. And we'll be giving out lots of great prizes for those who do, including tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights. We've got lots of K-Rock gear, tickets to K-Rock shows. Get all the details at K-Rock.com. You want to be there and hang out with Ralph Garman. That's next Thursday morning. Definitely plan on making it down.
I feel bad for people who are trying to get the attention of today's youth.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an important message, and they're not exactly sure how to get people to care about it. And so they decide that what they're going to do is they're going to deliver that message in a form that kids will love. And in this particular case, it's about mosquitoes and how to avoid mosquitoes that are carrying disease.
Okay.
Oh, is this a warning? Is this like a government warning to try to help people avoid Zika or something?
Yes.
West Nile, yeah.
Yeah, West Nile, any of those, yes.
Okay.
But they're trying desperately to make it kind of hip and cool so that the kids will listen to the science message. And I'm not positive. By the way, this was not released in 1972 like you're thinking. This was released last week.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah. And so here I present for you now a rap about mosquitoes and how to avoid the diseases.
Did you know in just 1 week a mosquito can go from egg to adult? And I'm here to tell you what you can do once a week to prevent this from happening. You
got Biggie!
Right?
Nope.
Too hot?
Nope.
Gotta dump the water out, drain the water flow, tip the water out, toss the water slow.
Now, while they're doing this, there's a group of dancers, and they've got buckets, and they're going, dumping to the left and dumping to the right.
Nice.
It's absurd.
Let's all pitch in and help. Good for the environment and good for your health. You gotta dump the water out, drain the water flow, tip the water out. Hello world, it's Metamorphosis on your station. I'm here to share with you just a bit of information, like why female mosquitoes like to bite, because they use your blood to lay eggs at another site.
You're freaking out with the sound of the mosquito?
I was trying to figure out where that was coming
now,
from.
How do you feel like this is going, B?
I'm trying to understand why they think a dance move about cleaning out a puddle is going to be more effective than just somebody saying, hey, mosquitoes form where there's water
because
on the ground.
Because you already lost the kids, Bean.
Oh, I see.
When
okay.
you say things, you lose the kids, mm-hmm. so you got to bring it to them in a form they enjoy.
Dance okay. and rap.
Dance and rap.
So watch out for that flying mosquito. Make you itch and scratch like a wrecking needle. To prevent this from happening, by repelling. At your local pharmacy is where they sell it. EPA registered, CDC recommended. Disease control is what's intended. To prevent you from getting West Nile and the Zika virus. Help your community not be your high
make
risk.
Sure that your pool pump is working.
And don't forget the chlorine, now it's really working.
Okay, all right.
Pool pump is working.
Do you think the poor guy that they hired to rap this at one time in his life thought, hey, I'm a real rapper. I plan on having a career
not
in
a
this
hell of
business.
A career, but this is my only opportunity right now.
But they're giving me $500 to record this song, so I can't say no. I need to pay my rent. So now he's got to live with this for the rest of his life.
And don't leave standing water in water buckets. And even in ponds, that water's not to be trusted.
You gotta drop the water out. Drain the water flow. Drip the water out. Toss the water slow. Let's all pitch in and help. Good for the environment and good for your health. You gotta drop the water out. Drain the water flow. Drip the water out.
I have another question.
Let's all, yes.
Where is this message that they think it will be in front of the kids?
It's on YouTube.
Right, but whoever is going to go there and look for that and click on that? Oh, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying it's effective. I'm saying that's their desire.
That's their plan.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why don't I hate it?
That's an excellent question.
I'm very concerned. Because it's catchy.
It's not as horrible as you would think
no.
it would be. And yet, does anyone love it?
No, I can't imagine it being at all effective. I can't imagine one person seeing this rap and thinking, I'm going to go out there and check out my pool pump.
I don't know. Look at it, Allie. She's going to be bumping it on the way home. I can tell you that right now.
Drain the water flow. Drip the water out. Toss the water slow. Let's all pitch in and help. Good for the environment and good for your health.
All right, listen. All I'm saying is that keep it 100. It's coming up later today,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the mosquito rap, maybe that's an option.
You gonna have a problem, Bean, or are you cool?
What are you talking about? Aisha coming in?
Yeah, you settled down. You good?
I'm way cool.
Right?
Yeah, I'm so cool.
But too cool.
She is our one of our very favorite multi-hyphenate show business personalities, the lovely Aisha Tyler. Such a talented lady. She's going to be joining us in studio coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Allie's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's happening?
Well, American Made is happening. Comes out in theaters September 29th. If you haven't heard about it, Tom Cruise, former TWA pilot, starts smuggling drugs for the Medellin cartel in the 80s. Then the CIA's all, hey, work for us, be an informant. He's like, cool. And that's when the craziness ensued.
Is this how you sold it when you wrote it, Allie?
Yes. And everyone wanted to do it. Everyone's sure. like, I want to buy that. And I'm like, listen, great. It's coming out, like I said, September 29th, but you listening right now, can see it early. I'm going to give you a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of American Made at kids love it, at Pacific's The Grove on September 26th. All you have to do?
Call now, 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
I saw your finger on the button, Kevin. I gave it a beat. So call now, and the first five callers are going to get a...
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Thank you. A pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
No, I don't believe it, because no one's calling just yet. No. Advanced screening of American Made, Pacific's The Grove, on September 26th.
We got a winner!
Again. Not yet.
Oh, Nelly.
You guys want some new Depeche Mode?
We have a winner! Did you say new Depeche Mode? Yes.
In theory, we do have a winner because we all win when Depeche Mode releases a song. Tomorrow, thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you. No, the crowd loves it.
It's a pretty quick applause.
Clapping. Tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the release of David Bowie's Heroes.
Oh, what a great song that is.
Such a great song. Pretty much every band has covered that song, including Depeche Mode. They began performing a cover earlier this year, and they recorded it as a part of a live film shot in New York City. So they decided to release it today, as well with an official music video.
All right.
So here's a little Depeche Mode covering David Bowie. God damn.
I like orange juice.
Thank
wow.
you.
It does I sound hate different. You. I hate you so. One of my favorite bands. One of my all-time favorite bands. And you picotaro
me. I mean, that was okay, but here it is.
Okay.
All right.
For nothing will keep us together. Just for one day, we can be heroes. Just for one day.
Can I hear Picotaro again?
You didn't like it?
It's a little palate cleanser. Was that Dave Gahan?
So that happened.
I think it was that- yeah.
I think it was,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow. That was...
It's in a different key, I think, than the original song.
It certainly is.
I think that's what
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that...
I think his vocals are in a different key than the band as well.
That was something we just heard.
That sounds like you didn't care for it.
I... Wow. Hey, SNL has unveiled a couple more stars for their upcoming episodes this fall. As we know, Ryan Gosling is hosting... Season 43 premiere coming up on September 30th with musical guest Jay-Z. But how about Wonder Woman's Gal Gadot hosting October 7th with Sam Smith?
All right.
Okay. What about our own Kumail Nanjiani hosting
awesome.
October 14th with Pink? Seriously.
All right. It's a good lineup.
So good. Did you guys hear that Bowie cover?
Yeah.
Nothing will keep us together. Oh, we could be there just for one day.
It's kind of moody.
We can be heroes.
Nope.
That went south so fast.
That was not what I expected. I should have listened to that before I sent it over to Omar to do.
It's very possible that that's not a great clip of the song.
Is it part of the song, though?
Yes.
Oh.
It's very possible, though, that that's the case.
All right.
Because I remember when we played Lord's Greenlight. Remember that? And the clip that we chose, I was like, oh, I don't know. Okay. Then I went back and listened to the whole song and loved it.
All right.
So maybe that's the case.
Okay. You guys, 2 hours away. Public on sale starts today at 10 a.m. for the tribute show to honor Chester Bennington at the Hollywood Bowl on October 27th. We had Mike Shinoda on Monday, and he said a bunch of their friends will be joining them on stage doing some songs, and we didn't know of any of the artists yet, but it has been released. Blink 182.
I mean. Right?
I mean.
You go to the Hollywood Bowl just for them.
Absolutely.
And just for Linkin Park.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plus members of Korn. Avenged Sevenfold, and System of a Down. So that has the makings of a wonderful night. Again, Hollywood Bowl on October 27th. It is honoring Chester Bennington. Public on sale starts today at 10 a.m. Killer's Wonderful, Wonderful out today, right now. You can get it immediately, as well as Fergie, Double Duchess, and Macklemore, Gemini. All of these stars born today. September the 22nd, which is...
Do you remember when it was
that's the 21st.
But he remembers the 21st night of September because it was yesterday.
Last night, yeah.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Dodgers legendary coach Tommy Lasorda is 90.
Don't forget, say hello to Jay Biondi.
Sure will.
By the way, Dave wants us to mention that the magic number is 1.
Uh-huh.
And the Dodgers can clinch the NL West tonight.
Yeah, they can.
By beating the Giants.
Sure can.
So good luck.
Joan Jett, 59. Bonnie Hunt, 56. Tatiana Maslany, 32. And Laura Vandervoort, 33. I'm Allie McKay. And for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Allie, you want to hear the Depeche Mode Heroes song again?
I'm good.
You're good?
Pass. Thank
hey,
you,
Hey, here's the thing, you guys. Aisha Tyler is going to be our guest here on the Kevin and Bean Show in a couple of minutes. She, as I understand it, is either pulling in or very close to pulling into the parking lot right now. So real quick, Kevin, let's talk about your experience yesterday afternoon down there at the HD Radio Sound Space ahead of Aisha getting here, because it sounds like you guys had a blast.
Oh, Prophets of Rage is so great. And I came a little bit early because I wanted to see the sound check, and there's a big sign on it that says, if you're not working, do not come in.
Uh-oh.
So I went in. Of course. I mean, I wasn't.
Well, you were working
working the system.
Right.
So I went in, and I was watching them rehearse, and it's just so much fun to watch that. And Tom Morello turns to his left and goes, "Hey, Mary." And he's talking to his, how old is his mom?
Oh, 91?
She's like 99. Yeah, in her 90s, yeah, for sure.
Just everywhere they go, she comes up and she says they're the greatest effing rock band in the world. She introduces them. Pretty awesome.
How rare is it to have a person who calls one of his parents by their first name?
Yeah, I never call my parents by their first names. Mm-mm. Although my kids do to me to be funny.
Right.
Yeah.
As a joke.
Yes, yeah. But only for humor's sake. I don't know. It was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
and did she mosh?
She did not mosh. No, she was not.
She mosh.
She was not. For a second, we were because the stage is about 2 feet high, mm-hmm. maybe a foot and a half high.
Right.
And we were trying to figure out a way to get her on stage so she could introduce the band. But she's holding onto a walker at the moment. So we were like, "Oh, well, can we build a ramp or what?" And I don't know why I'm in charge of that. I just wanted to get her up on
stage.
You
were working.
Because you were working. Right. I just love that. Her son has been in popular rock bands for 30 years now,
right?
You know? So she's just used to this kind of music, and she probably has grown to love it because her son loves
it
so
much. Sure, of course.
It's just so funny to think about a 90-plus woman in the front row of a Prophets of Rage show anywhere.
It's crazy, yeah. And all Rage Against the Machine shows she was always at. I mean, she's mm-hmm. she's the best. So then I got to take a picture with the guys, and Tom Morello, who's the nicest guy in the world, and I know for a fact he didn't mean it this way, but he said, "Hey, it wouldn't be a K-Rock event without you." And and I know because I know Tom,
uh-huh.
there's no way he would say it as an insult.
No.
But uh-huh. then immediately in my mind, I was like, is that good? Or is that bad?
Or is he making it seem like you were crashing somehow?
Maybe. I don't think so, because he's usually the nicest person in the world. He wouldn't do that. But maybe that was just my insecurities.
I am so surprised, by the way, and I mean this sincerely, that Prophets of Rage has continued already as long as they have.
Agreed. They've been touring like the world, crazy.
And as busy as Be Real is with Cypress Hill, and as busy as Chuck D is with Public Enemy, I thought, well, this is awesome that these guys are getting together. It's a cool experiment, but they're going to do an EP, and that'll be it, and then it'll just be something that happened. I'm stunned that they seem to be, and they got that new album that just came out. I'm stunned that they seem to be an ongoing concern.
This was it aired at 7 p.m. last night, mm-hmm. and you can very much see that it's an ongoing concern. By going to krock.com, we're able to stream it for 24 hours. So until 7 p.m. tonight, you can, whenever you have time, lunch today or whatever, you can go to krock.com and you can watch the entire set. And they did Killing in the Name, and they did Bulls on Parade, and they did a bunch of their new stuff. And it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Check it out. krock.com, Prophets of Rage, but only until 7 p.m. Quick break. Actress Aisha Tyler joins us in studio next time. She is here, ladies and gentlemen, the busiest woman in Hollywood, talk show host, stand-up comedian, author, podcaster, director, producer, actress, editor, music supervisor. She does it all, and apparently bartending this morning here on the Kevin DeBean Show. The beautiful, the lovely, the talented Aisha Tyler has joined us.
Good morning, everybody.
This is really good. What is it?
That is a gin old-fashioned. That is a Courage in Stone, ready-to-drink gin old-fashioned, made with small batch gin and grapefruit simple syrup. That's and grapefruit tasty. Bitters. Thank you.
I can't
Thank
do
you.
This while we're on the air, but I'm really
enjoying now. Now, Aisha, you always have so much going on, and of all the things that I mentioned in your multi-hyphenate career, I didn't even mention that you now are distributing your own liquor, and I guess we might as well start there since you're pouring Alley of Manhattan right now.
I just took a sip. That is delightful.
Thank you very
much.
Where
did this come from, and why would anyone want to enter into this unbelievably competitive field?
Well, I mean, look, I think they tell you to do what you love, so you can probably infer whatever you like. I'm a spirits enthusiast, to put it in a classy way, and I was doing a lot of traveling for work, and I would have these great drinks in these great bars, and then I'd get home on a Tuesday night and want a drink and be like, ugh, I can have like two fingers of, you know, like Jack Blurky Blurk Blurk, or like this half of a flat light beer. So I started building out a home bar to like learn how to make these great drinks that I was drinking when I was out.
Wow.
And then I just remember thinking, you know, it's Tuesday, I want to like, you know, I want to watch, you know, Game of Thrones, I want a good drink, I don't want to make it, I'm making a sticky mess every time I do it. So I started batching them in bottles just like this and keeping them in my fridge so I could have two fingers of a Negroni when I came home without making a big, like,
You're straight
mess.
Alcoholic.
This is, well, no, see, here's the difference. Here's the difference. And alcoholic will drink whatever's in the fridge.
I see.
Right?
Okay.
My thing is I want one great drink. Okay. I don't want
very
six
particular.
Crappy drinks. You know what I mean?
All right.
It's a quality of life thing. So I was keeping these little batch Negronis in my fridge. And then I thought it'd be really great if you could buy these.
Sure.
And then I made up a whole family of prototypes. I went out and I found a VC to back my company.
Because you have so much time.
So I have plenty of time. Or I'm just a crippled workaholic. And the rest will be history when it hits the market later in the year.
So now, this Manhattan that I'm drinking, mm-hmm. this is pre-made. It's got the bourbon.
Nothing to this product.
Vermouth and bitters,
everything
in
there. And it is a top shelf product. It is kosher. It is Whole Foods compliant.
That is genius.
And it tastes so good.
It's not like these bottom shelf kind of sticky, so like, you know, this is a diet drink. This is like for grown-ups who want to drink mm-hmm. like grown-ups. And it's really what, there was the other thing. I threw a party once where we rented a house and everybody wanted something different to drink. And we took like cases of bottles to this place. And then everybody drank like a tenth of the bottle and we left mm-hmm. it all behind.
Right, sure.
But you could buy all three bottles from this line and you'd have something for everybody. And you could take it to the beach. You could tailgate with it. You could bring it to a party. It's kind of, I mean, I know I sound like I'm a commercial now, but this was really like a self-solution.
Was solving
my own problem.
Was your first thought just before you started making it, was your first thought, certainly someone else has thought of this?
Absolutely.
Right?
And I did an insane amount of market research.
And then how could they not have?
I honestly don't know. Because when I talk to people now, they're like, how has nobody thought of this before? There are a few early entrants into the market now. Nobody, and I'm saying this actually really honestly and frankly, nobody is good as this. Because a lot of them are trying to find this kind of shelf-stable, weird, sticky, kind of syrupy, maybe like a little bit more mid-market. I really want people who really already drink well and like great drinks mm-hmm. to have something they can bring home and feel proud of. And it's the same quality they get if they're in a bar.
Aisha, our mutual friend Adam Carolla, as you know, has had the very successful Mangria product on the market for a number of years. And he's expanded into beer and other things since mm-hmm. then. But I just remember when he was trying to get up and running, it seemed like the government was his foe forever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's taking a very long time to get that part of the process.
So you're not on sale yet, right?
No, we are in the middle of our approvals process.
Later this year, is it?
Yeah, later this year, hopefully.
I just
October.
Logged on to order some.
Stay tuned. Logged on to CurzonStone.com and mm-hmm. you can get on our mailing list so we can let you know when we're going to be doing events and stuff. But and also, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the government is working exceptionally poorly right now.
So what?
There's like three people home right now.
So what?
Nobody's answering the phones. The lights aren't on. So it's slowed down. But
I feel like dealing with the government at any point is
yes,
super frustrating.
Exactly.
Yeah,
look, you don't already have enough that we can praise you for. That is a genius idea.
Thank you.
Sounds like you've really done the work. So congratulations.
Thank you.
CourageandStone.com.
CourageandStone.com.
And what's the genesis of that name? Where'd that come from?
It came from Liquid Courage. And then I wanted to come up with a name that sounded providential, like, oh, this company's been around for 200 years. You know, that kind of Western American maker spirit.
So you wanted
go out
to mislead
there.
Everyone.
That's all branding, my friend. All branding is making you feel like the company's been around for years when they were just founded in some guy's garage a month ago.
All right. Our guest is Aisha Tyler here on The Kevin Bean Show. It's no coincidence that she's in here today because today is a very big day for her.
Big
her
day.
Directorial debut movie is called Axis, and it is opening today at the Arclight Hollywood.
Yes.
You're actually going to be there after the 7:15 screening tonight. You're going to be speaking on a panel with some other very talented ladies about directing in Hollywood. Now, you've directed TV before, but never a movie, right?
No, actually, I've directed 7 short films, and then I directed this feature, and then I just directed my first episode of television. I just turned in my first episode of Criminal Minds about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
So that was the path. Yeah.
Now, you've been an actress for 20 years, so you've certainly worked for a lot of directors, and you've just had your eyes open this whole time, and at some point you thought, hey, I could do that.
You know, I mean, it's not as simple as that, and then I guess it's also very simple, but I think you either want to tell more stories than you're able to tell as an actor, you know what I mean, or you don't. Years ago, when I was on Talk Soup, I was a staff writer, and we were turning over like 60 or 70 pages a day, and I left that show like dying to write more. I ended up writing a script that got picked up by John Woo's company to produce, and they were like, look, you're so passionate about this, you should direct. And I was like, there's no way I'm prepared to direct like a giant action movie. So I went away, and I just started shadowing other directors and spending time on their set and learning about directing, and then slowly directing my own short films to get prepared to direct a bigger film. And
was it what you thought it was?
It was so much better than I thought it was. It was like the transformational experience of my life. This is what I want to do. You know, I made this movie very specifically. You know, I'm on 4 television series, which is very unusual and probably will never happen again. I am the perfect storm of human beings. Just this one year, that year Aisha had 4 jobs, and then the next year she was a security guard at the Van Nuys Galleria.
But she had some good drinks.
But she detective, and she was, and she seems intoxicated. But so I only had a week off last year, 1 week, one free week, and that's, and I directed this film in that week. So we shot this film in seven days.
That's the worst week off. I mean, I know that you that's a passion of yours, but it's not really a week off if you're working.
No,
the whole
it's
time.
Not. It was my one disposable week, and I don't know. But, look, I feel like you have to be aggressive about your dreams. You can't be sitting around waiting for stuff to happen to you.
But Aisha, don't you kind of box yourself into a very difficult position as a director when the movie is a guy in his car for the whole film? I mean, I think Spielberg would have trouble making that visually interesting for an hour and a half.
Well, I don't know. Some people find that challenge, like, frightening or I don't know, daunting. To me, it was a killer problem to solve. How do you make a film about a guy in a car driving through Los Angeles at rush hour compelling, exciting, claustrophobic, tense? And that was the challenge, and that was
And
the
he's
goal.
Doing that the whole movie.
Yeah, it's a movie about a guy, a young actor, an Irish actor, who's had a lot of success early on in his life. And he's but like a lot of young guys do when they get a lot of money and freedom, has really kind of wrecked his life. He's wrecked his relationships. He's an addict. He's a jerk. And now he's trying to turn his life around.
I watched this last night. If I was him, I'd throw that phone right out the window.
Yes. I would not be answering it. As many bad calls as he gets.
To me, that whole thing of driving across L.A., kind of listening to music and rolling calls, feels so familiar. I think it's something we've all done. And I also wanted to give people the experience of what it's like to sit in a car in the afternoon in Los Angeles with that sun kind of streaming through the window.
Yeah, it's a horror
with
movie.
Dust motes floating. But it's a combination of kind of dreamy and wonderful because you're in paradise, but also your problems are the same as everybody else's problems. And also, to me, there was this great, like, this is my first movie. I'm not, you don't want to make another like family comedy about a wacky group of people stuck in a house. Like, how do you make something that kind of cuts through all the clutter and feels different to
people?
Oh,
it's different than anything else that's out there.
You give yourself a challenge like this.
I sound like I'm just a collection of like really crappy Hallmark cards this morning. But
you said do what scares you.
You gotta go big and go home, okay, man. All right. I can rest when I'm dead. But you're the best daughter I've ever had. You're a gem and a gift.
You're also
happy Rosh Hashanah.
Your actor is in actual real life traffic on actual real life Southern California roads.
We shot that movie in
LA.
And
I'm trying to figure out how you did it.
I wish I could say CGI, but we made that movie for $200,000. So it was all real, all practical. Every day at 3 o'clock, we got in that car and we drove through LA on the same route through rush hour traffic.
That's so infuriating.
As the sunset.
Normally.
To make it as purely real and authentic and grounded in actual geography as we could. And because we only had the set of the car, the bigger set was Los Angeles. And we tried to play as much of LA as possible and to show people that it's not just kind of palm trees and, Kanye West's gold toilet. But that there's other things going on in LA and that it's a really diverse and interesting place.
No one will see the ending coming. There's so much that goes on in this young man's life that's behind the wheel. Again, the film is called Axis. It's opening at the Arclight Hollywood today. And besides there, is it available digitally?
It opens at the Arclight tonight and then it opens at the Landmark at West 57th in New York next Friday.
Okay.
And
then
it'll be, we just got an offer, so it'll be out on VOD later.
Oh, good.
All right.
Now let me ask you one more question about Axis before you go, Aisha. And that is, I thought we were tight. I thought we had a relationship.
Oh,
I thought you and the Kevin and Bean show were...
Going?
I mean, you've been coming on the show for a long time. You like us, right?
I brought you booze. I like you more than my
family.
She loves
us.
All right.
Yeah.
I say all that to say this. Then why does your man behind the wheel turn on the radio and hear this?
It's another beautiful day in paradise. Temperatures 70s at the beaches and 80s in the valley.
Hey, stay tuned because we got a hot show for you today.
The stay tuned, we got a hot show for you today guy makes it into the movie and Kevin and Bean don't?
I can't afford you guys. I don't know if you've noticed, but I can't afford you guys. That guy was $100. I took 30 back for parking. So
I was personally insulted to hear that guy.
The voice
movie,
that
no
you hear
Kevin
in the
Bean.
Movie is none other than Lucky Yates, who plays Dr. Krieger on Archer. We have an extraordinary voice cast in this movie, including Sam Rockwell, Jerry Ferrara from Entourage, Amber and Lucky from Archer. There are Thomas Gibson from Criminal Minds,
Kevin Pollak,
Kieran Hines. We got an incredible cast.
And it's such
actors.
A weird way for them to do it. is just to be on the phone.
Just on the phone. Yeah. And it was, look, I was like, I have this tiny movie. I have no money. Will you just come in and record for an hour? And I was able to get a lot of very famous. Kieran Hines, I mean, he's done every movie ever. Game of Thrones. He's extraordinary. We got that guy on the phone for 2 hours. It was, you know, wow. It was a gift. So,
all right. Well,
I just want to point out that the show tonight, the 7:15 show tonight, is sold out.
Oh, okay.
But we do have panels through the weekend. If you go to ArclightCinemas.com, where we're going to be talking about movie making, especially if people are interested in the process of making an independent film. After every 15 screaming through, I'm not speaking English because I've had a half of an old fashioned at the crack of dawn. Every 7:15 showing through Tuesday, we'll be doing a panel and a special 4:15 panel with Amber Tamblyn, the actress who just wrote a big op-ed for the New York Times this week about. Conversation with me and Amber on Sunday at 4:15 at the ArcLight.
All right, great stuff. The film is called Axis. Order your booze and get it as soon as it's available at courageandstone.com. Aisha, we love you. Thank you so much for coming by.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 8:38.
It is Friday. Ralph is out on vacation this week, so in for the movie beat is our good friend Russ Leatherman. He is the movie man and the host of 6 Second Reviews at 6secondreviews.com. Russ, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Happy Friday, you guys.
To you as well.
Happy Friday to you as well. I know we got a lot of movies to get to, but I just got to ask real quick because you seem very concerned, nay I say obsessed with Jennifer Aniston's chronic dry eye. What's that all about on your social media?
Here's the thing. We all have trubs, right?
We all have trubs, right?
Not all of us call it trubs.
Jennifer Aniston, you see her on the TV, and she's got that chronic dry eye, and I just feel bad. Just reminds me, we all have trubs.
That's all right, it. So it's just concern you're expressing for her.
That's
just
all.
Thoughts and prayers. Okay, I got you. All right, we're getting into that time of year where every weekend there's something big and something exciting and something good. We're a little bit out of the August doldrums now. What can you tell us about this weekend, Russ?
Yeah, so many movies in theaters this weekend, and I want to start by a couple smaller ones because sometimes they get the least attention.
Right.
Best movies get the least attention. And so let's mention Stronger. Now, that's the true life story of Jeff Bauman, played by Jake Gyllenhaal. You've probably seen the commercials. The iconic photo from the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. Dude's missed a couple legs telling the story about his experience. Jake Gyllenhaal, I haven't seen this, pulling a Ralph. Jake Gyllenhaal looks amazing. Miranda Richardson. The whole movie, it looks fantastic.
Tatiana Maslany is in it?
Yep. It's not Kingsman, which we'll talk about in a second, Kevin, but it's got to be good. So I just want to mention that it's in theaters. Also, Emma Stone, Billie Jean King, Battle of the Sexes. It's a story of the famous tennis match with her and Bobby Riggs. And I can tell you, I did see that, and it's really, really good. It's from the makers of Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, great.
So it's very quirky. It's very funny. I thought they were terrific in it. And a super important event. You think about the Battle of the Sexes and women's rights. And you know, way back then, she was fighting for it, and it's a great movie, and you should check that out.
And that's Steve Carell, right? Who's playing the male tennis player, right?
Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs, and he's fantastic. They're both really great. So I can't recommend that highly enough. But the bummer is, it's only in a couple theaters this weekend.
Okay. All right.
So people have to go see it, or it's not going to get that wide of release. So go check that out.
All right. Now, you mentioned The Kingsman. That's the one that I said on the air yesterday has got to be one of the most anticipated sequels of 2017. I don't know anyone who didn't adore the original Kingsman movie. Please tell me you've got some good news for the sequel.
It was a super fun movie. I loved the first Kingsman movie. And here you have The Kingsman. They have to team up with The Statesman, right? Because they got to save the world from Julianne Moore, who wants to taint all the drugs to take over the world.
That taint.
Here's a clip.
The Movie Man 6 Second Review starts now.
With all of the over-the-top action, but none of the originality, Kingsman the Golden Circle has sequelitis. I'm out.
Oh, Russ. Sequelitis.
What? Oh, dang. What's
the problem?
Hang on, man. Here's the thing.
What?
It is so over-the-top. The last one at least showed a little bit of restraint. This one, crazy over-the-top. But I will say, it's not terrible. And here's the thing.
Put it on the poster.
Kevin, I know you like your boom.
Oh, I'm going.
Yeah, and on a cost per boom basis,
uh-huh.
I think Kingsman comes in at less than a dime per boom.
I mean, that's like a value.
It's a value. You're going
to
love it.
I'm already in. I mean, no one can talk me out of it, but.
Well, I wouldn't try to talk you out of it.
Okay, good.
Because, and by the way, I know you have those back problems. So with a little of that medical sticky icky, some of the devil's flower.
For sure.
This movie's going to be perfect for you. For everybody else, it felt like 2 hours and 30 minutes. It felt super long. It just had none of the, and finesse is the wrong word, but it just seemed way more over the top than the last movie, and so I didn't love it as much.
Can't and wait. Colin Firth looks skinny.
Well, he does.
What?
That's my takeaway, because he's my favorite. What? No, it just made me sad.
Well, but here's the problem, and Allie, you bring up something important. I'm almost positive a couple of the characters died in the last movie. Like, I think one of them had their head blown off, yet they lived.
But they're the Kingsmen.
Next, you're going to tell me there's no butt stuff in this one.
There's a little butthole.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent. I'm back in.
Let's skip the clip for that. We know the movie we're talking about is Kingsman: Golden Circle, and we'll move on to the new Lego movie. Now they have turned this into quite an empire with all the. It seems like there's a new Lego movie every year now, in one form or another.
And great movies. Loved the first Lego movie. Then there was Lego Batman. Now there's Lego Ninjago. I've been fighting about this all morning. I don't know exactly what it is. If you have a clip for that, let's play it.
I'm taking the Solomon to form the secret ninja force. Are you ready to risk your life for Ninjago?
Yes, I am on it.
Yep.
Maybe.
Garmadon!
It's okay, Lloyd. Nobody's parents are perfect.
I mean, my mom is weird and collects seashells. Your dad levels cities and attacks innocent people. So, they've all got their quirks, you know?
I got to tell you, Russ, I love Kumail. I love Fred Armisen. I love Dave Franco. Jackie Chan is perfect for this movie. It sounds like it's got a great cast.
It does have a great cast. And here's the thing with the title of the movie, because, like I said, I've been fighting about it all morning long. A lot of people say Ninjago. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say Ninjago. Here's the thing. If you put the accent on it, you can't tell the difference. Ninjago.
Okay.
Okay.
Good tip.
That's a good tip.
Thanks, no problem. Here's the thing with the movie. Uh-oh. I'm not that familiar. And Kevin, don't say, oh. The movie's good, and I enjoyed it. I really did.
Okay.
But I'm not that familiar with the Ninjago lore, if you will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Meaning I wasn't that familiar with the characters, so I felt like there was a lot I couldn't follow. I guess I'm
steeped
too
in that
dumb
lore.
for the movie.
So you're saying Ninja don't go?
No, I'm saying Ninja go!
Oh.
Okay, all right. Look, if you ever need any movie plot points or backstory explained, Kevin is your man,
right?
Russ. You got to know that.
Come on, man.
He's an encyclopedia of filmmaking. Keep it straight for you. All right, so it sounds like you're saying...
quirky, fun. I liked it. I didn't like as much as Batman, but I did like it. I'm sort of in lukewarm territory with most of the new movies this weekend, except for I love Battle of the Sexes, and I think Stronger is super cool.
There you go.
All right. Plenty to choose from. You can see more at www.6secondreviews.com. Follow Russ on Twitter @6. That's the number 6 Second Reviews as well. The movie man, Russ Leatherman, thanks for joining us. We'll do it again soon, my friend.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. He's Alternative Rock. It's the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:53.
You can text the program anytime you want when you're listening and you have a comment for the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. We reserve this block of time every Friday for you and your K-Rock song requests. You can request any song that K-Rock plays or has ever played. And if we've still got it in the system, we'll play it for you. You can do that right now, 1-800-520-1067. Let's do a look back on what the last few weeks of Keep It 100 have been all about.
My name is...
Thousands of songs to choose from. What do you want to hear? Text us right now, 1-800-520-1067. We'll play your Keep It 100 request right after the top of the hour. Allie's in for Rob with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
I want to tell you a little story about a woman.
Okay.
Out in front of the Kardashian store, Dash.
Yeah, this is something else.
It is something. Yeah.
Not the word I was looking for. Concerning, I think, maybe is what I was looking for.
She walked in. and pointed a gun at the cashier.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But then she left and then came back with a machete.
Oh, my God.
That's something else right there, man.
Yeah, it is. Or machete. And shouted violent threats about killing the family, saying, quote, the Kardashians will be executed if they step on communist territory. They'll be effing killed. But she said the word. So, that's a problem. And then she threatened to stab someone that told her to shut up, blah, blah, blah. Bad situation. Cops used surveillance video, tracked down the woman, and she's 35-year-old Maria Medrano. And they had a search warrant for the home. They found two airsoft guns similar to the ones she used in the first assault. And not a good situation. So she has been booked for assault and criminal threats and is being hailed on $50,000 bail.
Wow. I mean, everybody feels that way about the Kardashians, but most of us just don't do anything about it.
Right? And, like, they're working at the store. I mean, why are you holding up some chick named Brittany at the cash register? Right. I don't know if her name's Brittany, but it probably is, right?
It probably
assume
is.
So, yeah.
It's with me. I played this for you earlier. It is a new Stone Temple Pilots song. They're gearing up for the release of their deluxe and super deluxe 25th anniversary reissues of their debut album, Core, on Friday. That's a week from today. But yesterday, they premiered an early version of a song called Only Dying. It was supposed to be in the movie The Crow, but because it has mortality-related themes, they pulled it at the last minute because of Brandon Lee's death on the set. So here is a clip of Only Dying. Again.
I like orange juice.
Thank you.
No.
The joy on your face is the only reason I don't want to kill you.
Oh, you still want to kill
him? A little bit, yeah.
All right, you want to hear the real one?
I do.
All right.
Somebody help me now. My only exit is a one way out of here. I've been shattered. Somebody pull me out. I'm only dying. I'm only dying.
That sounds great.
It.
Yes. It's very 1992, I'll tell you that.
I'll take 1992. Some good stuff. Do you want to see Frank Zappa perform as a hologram?
I don't believe I do.
No.
Yeah. He's living on in hologram form. The Zappa
I really thought that these holograms after the high-profile Tupac appearance at Coachella mm-hmm. were going to take off, and we were going to start to see them all over the place.
Same. I thought we'd see whole tours of that.
Yeah. They've been slow to appear.
Yeah. Few and far between. But the Zappa Family Trust announced this week that the folks that brought you the Ronnie James Dio hologram have come up with one for Zappa, who, of course, died in 1993. Frank's son, Ahmet, said the hologram will, quote, go back out on tour playing his most well-known music, as well as some rare and unheard material. The tour will begin in 2018. Also in the works is a hologram production of Frank's Joe's Garage albums. It's going to be a stage musical, which, of course, made its debut in 2008. So that's a lot of Zappa.
Yeah. Some would say too much.
I am in the mood sometimes for Frank Zappa music, but yeah. I can't see making the trek down to watch a hologram. I just can't.
No, I can't either. This, I feel like, is very interesting for Bean. A deluxe digital soundtrack for the biopic on music mogul Clive Davis's life will be released by Apple Music on September 27th. Since Clive signed artists like Santana, Chicago, Bruce Springsteen to Columbia Records, and then Barry Manilow, The Kinks, Grateful Dead, Whitney Houston, and others to Arista, a lot of really good tunes. 34-track collection. In the movie, Clive Davis, the soundtrack of our lives, begins streaming on Apple Music October 3rd. That
sounds
man,
good.
Wow, he had an ear, right?
Unbelievable career. Unbelievable. I'll definitely watch the movie. Look forward to that.
Excellent. Will you also get the soundtrack?
Well, no, because I will have had every song on there already.
But they're all together on the soundtrack.
They're all together.
Yeah. No, I don't need it.
All right.
I got it.
Okay. And if you missed it at 5 o'clock, wow, where were you? Those pumpkin spice latte people are in for a little competition.
Uh-oh.
Because today.
It's on?
Today, Starbucks has released their brand new maple pecan latte.
Yeah!
Now that sounds good.
It does sound good. I read off the ingredients at five, and a guy was like, "What?" Because it features notes of maple syrup, pecan, and brown butter. And if you're a lot like the man that tweeted me, you're thinking, brown butter, why are you making stuff up? No, no. It's regular butter, but then it's cooked just long enough to toast the milk solids found in the butter, and mm-hmm. it has a real nutty taste.
Okay.
I looked it up because I thought I really read that wrong, but I didn't. It's real.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it really does. Limited time, of course, because that's how they F you. All of these stars celebrating their birthday today, September 22nd. Joan Jett, 59. Bonnie Hunt, 56. Tatiana Maslany is 32. And Dodgers legendary coach Tommy Lasorda turns 90 today.
Don't forget, say hello to Jane Biondi.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it be great if for Tommy's 90th birthday mm-hmm. tonight, the Dodgers clinch the National League West? Do it for
yes.
Tommy.
Yes.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
That was nice of you, Bean, to say instead of...
everything else he says.
Well, remember his VIN.
Sure.
They win the World Series, mm-hmm. then he can die.
Right.
I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
It's always fun when we open up the text line at 1-800-520-1067. We give you the opportunity to pick any song you want, because we never have any idea what K-Rock song you're going to want, how far back you're going to go, whether we even have it or not. But it's a feature that we do every week at this time, and we call it Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
A lot of 90s love this week. Let me tell you what we almost played from the 562. Tori Amos, Cornflake Girl, was number 98.
Wow. I haven't thought of that song in a long time.
Criminal by Fiona Apple from Suzanne and Chino was number 99. Number 101 was Javier asking for Space Hogs in the Meantime. Remember that one, Allie? Space Hog?
Huh.
Oh, what a great song. But none of them were keeping it 100, because that is our friend Amanda, who's on the line from Southgate. Let's find out what she's got going on.
Hi, Amanda.
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
How are you today?
I'm doing really well, actually.
Excellent.
And what is your what's your Friday like? What's your weekend like?
Weekend's going to be great. Friday, I have to go to school right now. But,
boo!
You know what?
Where?
I think I might just turn around and go home.
There you go. That's right.
Well, your day has already peaked, clearly. Where do you where do you go to school, Amanda?
Right now, I'm going to college, finishing up a degree, so I figure I might as well go and get that piece of paper, right?
Sure.
All right. Well, good luck. Well, listen, I love the concept behind Keep It 100, because we have so many listeners. We have no idea what's in their mind. Like, what song, if you could request one song on K-Rock, would it be? I'm fascinated how you came up with the choice you selected today.
Well, you were fascinated last time, because I actually got to do Smack My Bitch Up.
What?
This time.
How does she get that? How is she number 100 twice?
I think I have the algorithm down now.
Wow.
Huh. Guess so.
That seems right. Not fair.
So last time I wanted to smack some people up. Now uh-huh. This time I just want to go with one of my all-time favorite love songs. You got to play Possum Kingdom by the Toadie.
We will do that for you. Thank you.
Keep it 100.
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me. Around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side. I'm not gonna lie. I'll not be a gentleman. Behind. Show you my dark secret.
looked it up. The Toadies, by the way, played the 6th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas concert back in 1995.
Wow.
We had Jane's Addiction on that year. Alanis Morissette was on that year. Wow. Big lineup. Joan Osborne, a lot of fun. Thank you to Amanda. And what?
Why
are you guys?
It sounds like you're hearing about this show for the first time.
To him.
I just brought it up this second. I'm scrolling here, trying to find out what.
Were you there?
I'm taking the temperature of the year. Yeah, who remembers all the details from the 6th annual K Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas? I don't have that at my fingertips until I look.
Why
it
are
up.
You yelling?
I'm just saying.
Just calm down.
It's okay,
Amanda from Southgate. Good choice. That is a Possum Kingdom by the Toadies, and that was your choice. For Keep It 100. We'll do it again next Friday on K-Rock.
Keep It 100.
I mean, who wants to hear a moment with, right? Am I right?
Me.
Me. Yeah, I'll take a moment
and
with.
And now, a moment with Bean.
Kurt Warner joins us, what, 8 o'clock this morning? Is
yes,
that what you got, Kurt, on?
Yep.
That'll be fun. Coming up on the K-Rock. All right, I'm just back from vacation.
Aww. You're good.
How's it go again?
That was a moment with Bean.
That was Tuesday morning, and I never improved from that moment on.
Well done.
Still haven't gotten my sea legs back. Hey, Allie's in for Ralph one more time for the Showbiz Beat. He'll return on Monday morning. In the meantime, what's going on?
Lot of new music today. Macklemore's new album, Gemini, Fergie, Double Duchess, and The Killers. Wonderful, wonderful.
I'm very excited about The Killers album.
I am as well.
In case you can't tell, Allie loves The Killers.
I do love The Killers. Killers are top five bands for me, absolutely.
All time or right now?
All time for me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Another top five band of all time for me, Depeche Mode. We played this earlier. I would love to hear what you think. But tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the release of David Bowie's Heroes. One of the best songs in the world.
Right.
One of the most covered songs in the world.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about Oasis had a great version of it. The Wallflowers, remember, did that song. I think Blondie cut it. I mean, it's just one of those like rock standards that everybody loves singing.
Absolutely. And Depeche Mode began performing the cover earlier this year, and they recorded it as part of a live film shot in New York City. And they released it today, and they've released a video as well. But here's just a smidge of Depeche Mode covering David Bowie's Heroes.
Mama.
Nope.
I don't think that's it, Kevin.
Just kill a man.
That's not
the right song.
Captain Kirk covering Queen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted Depeche Mode?
Yes, please.
My bad.
For nothing will keep us together. Oh, we could beat them just for one day. We can be heroes.
Let rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
It does sound like that.
A little different, huh? Yeah.
It's a very low register for Dave Gahan, who usually sings pretty low. Anyway, it's
plus
it's
a little pitchy, dog.
Wow. Wow.
Here's what Uproxx says. Using just a drum machine, a guitar, and the inimitable voice of frontman Dave Gahan, the group's take on the song is decidedly bare, more ethereal, and a little less edgy than Bowie's original. I was so moved, I barely held it together, to be honest, Gahan told Rolling Stone back in February when they first laid the track down.
I don't want to listen to the whole thing. I think maybe that's not a good
time. Yeah, it might take a whole listen for things to change.
Because they're a great band, so you would think...
You're kidding? One of the best ever.
Right?
Of all time.
Right.
I don't know if I've made that clear.
You have.
Love them. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a Martin girl myself, but... Gwyneth Paltrow, good Lord, she's the gift that keeps on giving.
She's a full-on scam artist.
I love her so much, and I love Goop.com so much. If you don't know what it is, it's basically... super ridiculous things that she sells on her website for unreal amounts of money. Like, oh, if you're really looking to change your whole life, build this big brick oven in your backyard for pizzas. It's just things that the normal person could never afford or would never even think about.
And you can buy the parts for $2.5 million.
Exactly. But in her mind, she's like, everyone needs this, including something new on her website. Psychic Vampire Repellent. The spray is manufactured by Paper Crane Apothecary.
If you're a psychic, do you need a vampire repellent?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
It contains a mix of aromatherapy oils that can ward off, quote, emotional vampires. She's banishing bad vibes and the people that cause them.
Emotional
so it's
vampires.
Not really psychic vampires. She's warding off your emotional vampires. And you're probably thinking, well, Allie, what makes up such a vampire repellent? And I say thank you for asking. It's made up of sonically tuned water.
Oh, that's the best kind of
and
water.
And a blend of gem elixirs, including ruby bloodstone and black onyx. You're supposed to spritz it around your face, but be careful. Not in the eyes, not in the mouth, and really not so much on the skin.
Oh,
just kind of around your head.
Mm.
So the good thing is it's only $30. Because she could be selling us for like $400, and people are like, I need that.
Especially if it keeps vampires away, it would be worth it.
Emotional vampires being...
Yes, emotional.
Right. That's bullshit.
Right,
I mean,
kid?
If you don't want to banish bad vibes, that's on you, Kevin.
So. I mean, I don't feel like I need to give Gwyneth Paltrow $30 for that.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Okay. SNL, season 43, September 30th. We've got Ryan Gosling. We've got musical guest Jay-Z. Well, we now know some other dates. Wonder Woman's Gal Gadot will host the October 7th episode.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
She is very pretty.
Right.
Okay. With Sam Smith as the musical guest.
All right.
Love that. And then coming up on October 14th, the Big Six, Kumail Nanjiani.
Yay!
Who? Nanjiani. I just kind of made that all one syllable. That was weird.
I knew the name Kumail.
Yes.
I didn't know the last
Nanjiani.
Name that you pronounced.
I'm so excited for that. And
yeah, he's great.
He'll be with Pink.
All right.
That's good. I'm going to circle that on my calendar.
It's a good note.
Thank you so much. 15 minutes from now, the public on sale starts at 10 a.m. For what? Chester Bennington's big tribute concert, honoring him at the Hollywood Bowl on October 27th. We had Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park in. On Monday, he called in and told us about how it's going to be their first time as a band getting together, getting on stage. It's going to be cathartic and therapeutic. He mentioned some of his and the bandmates' friends would be joining them as well. Well, we now know who. Members of Korn, Avenged Sevenfold, System of a Down, and Blink 182.
I mean, all right.
That's awesome. It's going to be an amazing night. Again, happening at the Hollywood Bowl on October 27th. And the public on sale starts in 14 minutes, 10 a.m. I don't know if I've mentioned this. The Killers Wonderful Wonderful is out?
Yeah, you've
okay.
covered that. Yeah.
All right, cool. All of these stars were born today, September the 22nd. We've got Bonnie Hunt, 56. Joan Jett is 59. Tatiana Maslany is 32. And Los Angeles Dodgers legendary coach Tommy Lasorda is turning 90 today. Magic
90,
number. Magic
by the
number
way.
Is one.
The
one.
Magic number is one,
they
right?
They could clinch it tonight for Tommy.
Let me tell you something else about Tommy, and I think this is amazing. You heard so much in recent years about how long Vin Scully was with the Dodgers organization.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? 67 years? Something like that? Tommy was already with the Dodgers when Vin showed up.
Unbelievable.
And he's still with them.
Oh, I love it so much. It's just good stuff.
He is 180.
Is that
he is
90.
He's
90. Actually 90
yeah.
today.
90
yeah.
is what I meant.
Sure. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Allie. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with Stryker's commercial free-for-all, which is basically all requests this afternoon.
Yeah, he does a whole hour of Keep It 100.
During your drive home today, so check that out. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday with Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network, recapping the NFL Week 3.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Let's rap, kids.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That sounds cray-cray, doesn't it?
Roll another one.
I should smack your smart mouth.
Just like the other one.
Get his root stuff out of here.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Now hiring both locations.
I need another hit.
Now I'm into the blue line. He shoots. He scores! Say hi to Jane Biondi for me.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
roll. Mess.
Just like the other one.
What does that even mean?
This one seems to be about to end.
I don't know, ask Tori Spelling's mom.
Right? I don't have another cent.
I've already forgotten it. It's so boring and it has nothing to do with me, so why would I care?
But the one heart that joined.
This is the bad place.
Just passing around.
Roger that. Hear you loud and clear.
Feel like a bunch of dummies.
There's no music allowed in the cafeteria, and that is a direct violation. You want to f***ing bitch about it? How about you and I go take a walk to my office? Or you can shut the f*** up. That goes for every other man, woman, and goddamn student in this school. The misbehaving, the disrespect, the cursing, all that stops right now. The time of lawlessness is over. The fun is done.
I think our genius ain't appreciated here. Let's scram.
Okay, guys, stop it now. Nobody wants to admit it's over, but come on.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Out of control.